is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from what was Hurricane Helene has now reached 45. WLVT-TV reporter Sam Luther is in Cook County in eastern Tennessee.
Sheriff C.J. Ball says seven of his cruisers were lost to the flood, along with a fire truck and rescue squad truck. The storm hitting the heart of downtown.
The jail annex is underwater. The police department's underwater. Everything on the railroad tracks is completely underwater.
It's not clear what the total damage will be, as people hope that their homes, businesses, and loved ones make it out okay.
I have seen stuff in town already today, a flood like I've never seen before.
Vice President Harris and former President Trump will be spending this weekend in battleground states looking for votes. Reporter Brad Gibson says support for the candidates varies by gender.
The latest CBS News election poll shows Harris is winning over women by 7%, while men favor Trump by 8%. Each candidate is concentrating their issues to win with one sex over the other. The scholar Richard Reeves at the Brookings Institution says there's a risk in doubling down.
That requires them to ignore or even at worst pathologize the other side.
But will men be the winning formula when women historically vote more often?
Their turnout rates will not be high enough to make a huge difference.
Brad Gibson for CBS News.
The Israeli military says its airstrikes overnight killed the leader of the Hezbollah militant group, Hassan Nasrallah. Israel hit Beirut's southern suburbs again early this morning after a night of the most intense Israeli bombardment yet, which caused thousands of people to flee their homes. Betty Higgins works for UNICEF in the capital of Lebanon, Beirut.
We now have over 500 shelters opening, and the UNICEF team is here on the ground and directing displaced people, some of them who have slept overnight in parks, on streets, in cars.
Hurricane Helene hasn't much affected today's planned launch of SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft to the International Space Station from Cape Canaveral. NASA Commercial Crew Program Manager Steve Stitch.
We had to go back to the hangar for the hurricane and got out there a little bit late. We are vertical at the pad.
American consumers are feeling better about the economy, says CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
September consumer sentiment climbed above a reading of 70, a solid move higher from August and above market estimates, thanks to a strong gain in year-ahead business expectations. The University of Michigan says the increase in sentiment was seen across all education groups and political affiliations, with gains in all five of the survey's categories. An increasing number of consumers, however, said their view of the economy will depend on who wins the presidential election.
And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
They say to make yourself indispensable at work, so I developed a digital catering solution that only I can operate. Okay, it's actually EasyCater.com.
David!
They love me, because I, the director of catering logistics, not a real job, use EasyCater to get catering from all our favorite restaurants. Tight budget? No problem. Need vegetarian options? Gluten-free? Check and check.
D-Man, you crushed lunch today.
It was easy. Easy Cater.
Easy Cater is your all-in-one tech platform for ordering food for work. Start your order at EasyCater.com.
The Australian government is going after misleading supermarket sales.
Caught red-handed, according to Australia's consumer watchdog. And now the Prime Minister has intervened.
Advertised discounts need to be genuine.
It's claimed retailers have artificially inflated general prices, then promoted so-called reductions as a special discount to shoppers.
Specials need to be real because household budgets are tight.
Anthony Albanese is now fast-tracking new legislation into federal parliament that cracks down on supermarkets who lie.
Because every dollar matters when people get to the checkout.
Scott Maiman for CBS News, Canberra, Australia.
In the US, a federal regulator is cracking down on five companies that it alleges illegally hyped the benefits of AI. The Federal Trade Commission says the companies are using the potential of artificial intelligence to, quote, supercharge deceptive or unfair conduct that harms consumers. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny by this afternoon. It will be breezy, a high around 71. Northeast winds at 15 to 20, gusting to 30 miles per hour. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 64. Sunday, partly sunny and highs around 72.
Currently, 66 degrees.
WRKN. I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. I hear the sound of a gentle wind on the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations. I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitations.
Smile, I know she must be kind.
Good.
Park, Terracine's famous zoo, local news and timeless hits.
maybe someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return.
Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his mama cries. 'Cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand? Your child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns. And a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as a cold wind blows in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
And his hunger burns. So he starts to roam the streets at night, and he learns how to steal, and he learns how to fight in the ghetto.
In the ghetto.
Then one night in desperation, the young man breaks away. He buys a gun, steals a car, tries to run, but he don't get far, and his mama cries. As a crowd gathers round, an angry young man face down in the street with a gun in his hand in the ghetto. And as her young man dies, on a cold and gray Chicago morning, another little baby child is born in the ghetto.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Your home for local news for 97 years. Now timeless hits too, and all of your favorite sports. Now that the Packers are back, we've got every game covered right through the playoffs. Follow the Brewers in their push to the postseason. We carry Badgers and local high school sports too. And when it comes to recaps and reviews, Mike Clemens reports on all the games hourly, every weekday. Brought to you by Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino. Local news, timeless hits, and all the big league sports on WRJN.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy. University of Chicago professor Harold Pollack said that the best financial advice for most people would fit on an index card. I'm going to fit his index card into your Work Money Minute. Here we go. Max out your 401k or other employee contribution. Buy inexpensive, well-diversified mutual funds. Never buy or sell an individual security. The person on the other side of the table knows more than you do. Save 20% of your income. Pay your credit card balance in full every month. Maximize tax-advantaged savings vehicles like Roth, SEP, and 529 accounts. Pay attention to fees. Avoid actively managed funds. Make financial advisors commit to the fiduciary standard. And lastly, promote social insurance programs to help folks when things go wrong. That's it. For more tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online. Plus, earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Spoiler alert, both major political parties are trying to minimize the impact of voters choosing third-party candidates in the 2024 election. What could fix the spoiler effect and allow third-party candidates to still compete? Ranked choice voting. CBS News and the Wall Street Journal report that Green Party candidate Jill Stein accepted in-kind assistance from Republican-affiliated lawyers to keep herself on the ballot in Wisconsin and be restored to the ballot in Nevada in hopes of siphoning off votes from Kamala Harris. Earlier this summer, Democrats sued to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr. off the ballot in five states. Though he suspended his candidacy, Kennedy remains on the ballot in 33 states. Ranked choice voting allows third-party candidates like Stein, Kennedy, and Libertarian Chase Oliver to compete without the spoiler effect. Voters could, for example, rank Stein first, Harris second, and Oliver third. In ranked choice, if a candidate has a 50% plus one majority, he or she wins outright. If there is no 50% plus one majority, the lowest vote getter is eliminated, voter second choices are used, and totals are recalculated. The process continues until the winning candidate reaches a 50% plus one majority. Only Alaska and Maine will use ranked choice for presidential voting this year, but five states are considering RCV ballot measures in November. We have more on ranked choice at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Thank you.
And timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Here they come again, catch us if you can, time to get a move on, we will yell with all of our might, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can.
catches if you can. Now we gotta run, no more time for fun. When we're getting angry, we yell with all of our might. Catch us if you can, catch us if you can, catch us if you can. Come again, catch us if you can. Time to get a move on. We were young with all of our might. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can. Catch us if you can.
Let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Hey, hey. for wearing your green slips.
Baby does the hanky panky. baby does the hanky panky. Walking on down the line. Yeah. You know I saw her for the very first time. A pretty little girl standing all alone. Oh, baby, can I take you home? I never saw her, never saw her. Yeah. My baby does a hanky panky.
Refreshed. WRJN.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. A field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street.
singing songs and a carry inside. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
And timeless hits, WRJN. News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A strike by Israeli fighter jets may have killed the man who led a terrorist group for more than three decades. Correspondent Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli military announced that it killed Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah and other top commanders in an airstrike on Beirut. Israel dropped bunker buster bombs on Hezbollah's headquarters, toppling several multi-story buildings. The military warned that more attacks are coming.
At least 45 people have been killed during the wretched reign of Hurricane Helene. One estimate says the storm caused between $15 and $26 billion in property damage. CBS's Tom Hansen reports.